From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. As we all have heard, the U.S. slapped 25% tariffs on several fruit and vegetable imports from China, and then China reciprocated. These latest tariffs, enacted at 12:01 a.m. China time on May 10th, are the Trump administration's last-ditch effort to broker a trade deal with China. But according to thepacker.com, some growers, like those in the domestic garlic industry, welcomed the hike on Chinese garlic imports because it opened doors for them. The list of Chinese goods hit with the new tariffs include cauliflower, carrots, garlic, onions, almonds, cashews, peaches, strawberries, raspberries, and cranberries. The latest USDA World Ag Supply and Demand Estimate forecasts a continued bullish market for dairy producers. Based on declining milk cow numbers and slow growth in production per cow, the WASDE report lowered its 2019 milk production forecast. The report also predicts higher dairy product exports in both fat and skim-based categories, while leaving imports unchanged to lower. The WASDE report predicts an all-milk price for 2019 at $18.05. The Trump administration has indicated it's planning a trade relief package in response to the U.S. trade dispute with China. Producer Council President David Herring tells PorkBusiness.com the trade retaliation, which analysts had forecast to be profitable, turned into a very unprofitable time for U.S. pork producers. Herring says although there's no substitute for resolving these disputes and getting back to normal trade, NPPC welcomes President Trump's offer of assistance. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network of the West.